Masechet Avot, Perek He, Mishnah Zayin. After we went through all different sets of 10, the Mishnah will now talk about lists of 7. Mishnah says, Shiva Devarim Begolam V'Shiva Behacham. There are 7 things that are found in a unrefined person, and 7 in a wise person. A unrefined person is somebody who hasn't fully developed in wisdom, or the way he acts, his manners. We'll contrast that with somebody who is wise, somebody who's a hacham, in terms of his wisdom, his chokhmah, his Torah knowledge, and also in terms of how he treats people. Mishnah says, hacham ino medaber bifnei mishu gadol mimenu b'chokhmah u'binyan. Number one, a wise person doesn't speak in front of somebody who's greater than him in wisdom, in terms of his Torah knowledge, and also in number, somebody who has a greater number of students. He's quiet in front of that type of person, listening and trying to absorb, to take in, as opposed to putting himself front and center, trying to always be the person who drives the conversation. Number 2, he doesn't interrupt the words of another person. If somebody else is in the middle of talking, he lets that person finish before he responds. Again, if he's looking for knowledge, then he should internalize what that person is saying, as opposed to thinking about what he's going to answer. Number 3, he doesn't answer quickly. Even if he has the right answer, he holds himself back until he could fully develop his thoughts, and then he could answer any question that was thrown at him carefully and make sure he responds appropriately. Number 4, Shoel Ka'inyan Umeshiv Kahalacha. He asks questions that are relevant and he answers appropriately. A wise man, he makes sure that he is asking questions on the topic that's being discussed. And if he is asked a question, he doesn't go off topic, but he answers to the point. Number 5, ve'omer al rishon rishon ve'al aharon aharon. He answers the first questions that were asked of him right away first, and the later questions afterwards. If someone throws 2 or 3 questions at him, he's going to make sure that he answers them in an orderly fashion. Number 6, about something that he never heard from his teacher, that he has no tradition for, he answers, I haven't heard anything. He may come up with his own ideas, but he'll make sure to point out that it's not coming from his teacher, some tradition, but that it's his own svarot, his own ideas. Sometimes people want to give their own ideas a little bit more weight, so they'll imply that they heard it from a great rabbi. He won't do that. He'll make sure to contextualize everything with the fact that he didn't hear from anybody else, but he came up with the idea himself. Umode al ha'emet, that he admits truth. He's not interested in looking good or winning an argument. That all doesn't fit into his priorities. What he really cares about is the truth, and therefore, if he sees that he's wrong, he'll concede. V'helupehen begolam. The opposite of these traits is found in a crude person. That type of person, he is the opposite of these 7 traits that we spoke about. He speaks in front of somebody greater than him. He'll interrupt them. He'll answer very quickly. He'll ask about topics that are not really being talked about right now. He'll answer questions out of order. He'll mislead people into accepting his idea, thinking that it's coming from a great rabbi, from a great sage, and he won't admit the truth when he is wrong.